What's up? What's up? What's up, everyone? What's going on? Thank you so much. I got carried away with the buttons right there. Thank you so much for tuning in to another great epic episode of Just My Opinion Reviews Movie News Roundup Edition. Guys, it is the beginning of the month. We are no longer in January. We are no longer in February. We're going to get some heat. It's going to get hot. This is the month that's going to bring us spring in 2024. And I am super duper excited about that because your boy cannot stand the cold. I absolutely hate it. But guys, thank y'all so much for joining. I really do appreciate it. But like always, before we get started, please, please, please let me know how I'm looking. Let me know how I'm sounding. Let me know if I am crisp. Please let me know if I am clear. I would really, really appreciate it. I see that we have 18 people watching right now. That's what's up right there. Hopefully we have 18 thumbs up, but hopefully at the beginning of the month, you got your mortgage paid, your bills paid, your rent paid. Hopefully you have all of your clothes washed, folded, and put away. I'm still washing right now. Got some more to do. Hopefully all of your grocery shopping is done. I did mine today. I was trying to do it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but it got away from me, but I knocked it out today. Hopefully you have all of your clothes ironed and laid out for the rest of the week, like it is the first day of the fourth grade of school. I can't even talk. But let me know what you're drinking on. Let me know what you're sipping on. Let me know what your libations are and all of that good stuff. And let me go ahead and just start shouting out you lovely people. I see, or should I clean house real quick? Let me shout you guys out first, then clean house, because you know, more people would join. First, we have Miss Rabia Yamazawa in the building. Hey, everyone, getting my barbecue and black eyed peas. I love it. That sounds very delicious right now. I wish I had some barbecue and black eyed peas. I'm jealous. But shout out to you, Rabia, and shout out to the hubby. Hopefully, he is still doing well and recovering very fast and fully. But thank you for being here. Got Nary's 21 in the building. Hello, what's going on? Anakin, not Vader. What's up? What's up? How you doing, Anakin? Mara Sharice, old school moderator in the building. What's going on, Mara? Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Calo Zane saying that the speakers are bumping. That's what's up. Thank you for being here. Get those thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. We got God's Child in the building. What's going on? Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. And yeah, I was asking about the music because in my headphones, I thought I heard an echo. But maybe I just had the volume turned way up or something like that. I don't know. But I just wanted to make sure because sometimes I'll be playing stuff and y'all be like, oh, it's an echo. And I'll be like, gosh darn it. I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. It looks like my camera may be a little bit crooked, but I can try to fix that just a little bit, but not going to make a big deal out of it. We have Moses Blackthorn in the building. What's going on? Thank you for being here. And yes, Myra, go ahead and pour that glass. Pour that glass. What are you pouring up? Let us know. Let us know. What's going on, Chris Sims? Thank you for being here. And we also have Dane C in the building. What's going on? But guys, thank you all so much that showed up live today. Hey, hey. And if you're showing up in the replay, that's cool too. I still got nothing but love for you. Check out Super Duper number 38, I believe it was, where we have the new Superman logo and the Superman title changed from Superman Legacy to Superman. And I'm fine with that. We also talked about Wendell Pierce will be cast as one of the, I forgot the exact name of the character and he's the news reporter. He's Lois and Clark's boss at the Daily Planet. Is it Perry White? Yeah, he was cast as that. And so, yeah, check that out right there, Super Duper number 38, where I talk nothing but comic book and superhero news. I did this Friday evening. Also, check out my Dune Part 2 review. Check that out. Also, Shogun, that is out right now on Hulu, Disney Plus, and FX Networks. The show is fire. I was lucky enough to see the first 10 episodes, and I don't think anybody would be disappointed. This review is non-spoilers. Also, check out me and Kimberly's review for episode 1 of Shogun and episode 2. And later on today, this evening, me and Kimberly are going to record our recap for episode 3. So we're going to have that uploaded for you guys tomorrow at midnight. So CST time.
So as soon as episode three, wait. What time is it going to be? Because the dude just sent me the email now, like 5 minutes ago. So, yeah. So 12 a.m. Eastern time. So it's going to air 11 a.m. Central time. So that means that we're going to have it out at midnight Central time. So, yes, go ahead and check that out. And shout out to everybody over on Instagram as well that is showing me some love. We got T3 Media Studios. We got Darius X68, FH Wood, Teen Doc, J Mall Hunter, Erica Mullaney, also Hamlet, Dwayne, and J Love Cinema. That's not the YouTube family. That's the Instagram family. And I'm also coming to you live right now on Twitch and X, formerly known as Twitter. Check out all the videos, all the stuff. Subscribe, comment. Also, guys, if you want an audio-only version of the show, link is in the description with Buzzsprout.com. I'm on all of these platforms right here, as well as SoundCloud as well. And next week, there will be a super-duper show. I don't know if there will be a movie news roundup because that is the Oscars. And I am going to be covering the Oscars, not next Sunday, but the following Monday. The past 2 or 3 years, I have had ever since the Oscar slap from Will Smith, I did a recap. It's been 2 years since that slap. I did a recap the day after that. And I did a recap last year after the day after the Oscars as well. Will I have any guests? I don't know. We'll see. But Monday, March the 11th at 6:30 p.m. CST, I will be going live to recap the Oscars with you guys to talk about all the wins, all the losses. So next Sunday, y'all see the time. March 10th is the Oscars. I will be going. That's a Sunday. I will be going live the following Monday. If I will be going live that Sunday, it won't be doing the Oscars, of course. It'll be earlier in the day, earlier in the afternoon. We'll just have to see how many juicy topics that we have. If it's some good topics, I'll go live. But if it's not that many good topics, then, you know, I'll just do the recap of the Oscars the following Monday. So just want to let you guys know that. Shout out to Chill Spot, a.k.a. Thor's Asgardian Queen. Happy Sunday, everyone. Getting ready to watch with Thor and Love. I love it. Love should be in bed, but her daddy, Thor, insisted on letting her stay up a few more minutes so she can watch with us. Hashtag daddy's girl. I love it. Gotta get that that family time in. Thank you for being here, Chill Spot. I love it. Dane C, who do you think will get slapped at the... Hopefully nobody. Hopefully nobody, unless they're just a complete butthole and deserve it. But hopefully it can go smooth and there'll be no slaps of any kind. You know, we don't need to, no violence or nothing like that. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to thank you so much for tuning in again to Moving This Roundup show number 119. If you are curious what we will be discussing today, there will be a link in the description box below of everything with their respective links. And so go ahead and check that out if you want to know what we will be talking about ahead of time. But let's go ahead and move on to the first topic of the day. The first film in this franchise came out in 1982. What am I talking about, guys? I'm talking about Tron. And I still have not seen the original film. I haven't. But I did see Tron Legacy. And I thought the film was okay. It was entertaining. One of the things that it did a hell of a great job at was the visuals, was the effects. I mean, it looked beautiful. This film came out in 2010. Unfortunately, the critics didn't really care for it that much because on Rotten Tomatoes, only 51% liked it. Only 51%. And only 60 out of 249 reviews. That was, y'all, I was just now starting my movie career, my movie news round, not movie news roundup, but my film review, movie review career, because I started in 2009. I didn't have a YouTube channel at that time. I was only doing reviews on Facebook. I didn't even have my website during this time. But I do remember my Facebook family. They was like, hey, you the movie guy? So, man, that's 14 years ago. Audience gave it a 63%. As far as the box office is concerned, it probably broke even. Because, you know, the budget was 170, as you can see on the screen. It made 400 and 400 million worldwide. So 170 times three, y'all know how I like to do it over here. 510 for the film, for the studios that feel like it made a respectable profit. You can pretty much guarantee for the most part that if it makes three times the budget, that it made the studios a respectable profit. But it made 400. And so that's probably why we didn't get a sequel. But why am I talking about this right now? This is topic number one, coming from Entertainment Weekly. I'm pretty sure y'all have heard of this guy, Jared Leto. Jared Leto suits up and first look at Tron. Let's get this ad out of here. Tron Ares. The actor is headlining Disney's sci-fi threequel, which will also star Greta Lee, Evan Peters, and Gillian Anderson. Let's get into this. Jared Leto is ready to tap into the grid. The actor has unveiled a first look of his upcoming Tron movie, the third film in the Disney iconic science fiction franchise, officially titled Tron Ares. The film features Leto as a highly sophisticated artificial intelligence program that journeys from the digital world to the real world. Now, guys, a lot of times I don't read these articles before I go live. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But I want to, because I want to react with you guys. This has me interested. I haven't read this because usually people in this franchise are going from the real world to the digital world. When we look at the first Tron movie, that only maybe 5 minutes was in the real world. And then the remainder of it was in the digital world. And then it ended in the real world. But if somebody is going from the digital to the real world, that does pique my interest. It does. Y'all let me know if you agree or disagree, but I couldn't care any less before I just heard this. So already this seems like I kind of want to tune in. Leto shared a photo on social media asking, "See you on the grid." And there you go. There's the photo. Not much to it, but he looks like he's in uniform. I'm going to try to make this bigger. Jared Leto suits up in the first look at Tron Ares. So what do y'all think about this? Have y'all seen the Tron films? Does it pique your interest at all? At all. Y'all let me know. Y'all let me know. But there you go right there. Let's see here. Can I make this even? Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Let's try. Okay, now that's not going to work. But that's big enough. Y'all can see. I can see. But does this pique your interest? Do y'all want to see this? Leah Gallo. Tron Ares. It's a badass suit. People going to cosplay in this right here, you know, but let's see what else to say. Tron Ares has been in the works for a while now. Plans for a third Tron movie were announced shortly after Tron Legacy hit theaters in 2010, only to stale out in 2015. The original Tron starring Jeff Bridges debuted in 1982. 5 years later, Leto signed on to star in a third movie, which Lions Garth Davis attached to direct a new story focused on Leto's new character. But Davis later dropped out and was replaced by Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales, Hallmar Joaquim Roning. Now Tron Ares is finally a go, with production beginning last month in Vancouver. In addition to Leto, the cast includes all these people here. Oh, Jodie Turner-Smith. Okay, we got a sister in there at least. I'm excited to be a part of the Tron franchise and bring this new film to fans around the world, Roning said in a press release. Tron Ares builds upon the legacy of cutting-edge design, technology, and storytelling. Now more than ever, it feels like the right time to return to the grid. Tron Ares hits theaters in 2025. There you go right there, guys. There you go. So I thought the visuals were dope as hell in 2010. That was 14 years ago. So I can only imagine how great they can possibly be 14 years, or no, it'll be 15 years later. So there you go. Jared Leto is going to be in Tron Ares, suited and booted on the grid. What do you guys think about this? What do you guys think about this? Okay. Jared Leto does not have a good track record. Are you speaking in his personal life or as far as films are concerned? Because at the very least, he's talented. You know, he may have signed up for a few stinkers, but let me know. What's up, Quindolyn? Hopefully this movie will be good. It'll be a good look for Leto, hopefully. Jared Leto had a bad review from playing Joker. Then Morbius, he keeps falling. Yeah, this is true. And that's probably what you admit as well, Justin. Twitch it up. I like it. Okay. You rode the Tron ride. It was fire. Okay, I gotta get on that. So this is a sequel, or it is a sequel, Nary. This is part three. More AI scaring the hell out of folks. I'm scared too. We can be scared together. You seen both? Okay, that's what's up. You love Tron? I think it's gonna hit theaters. I think that's what it said. Let me make sure. Yeah, Tron will hit theaters in 2025. So there you go. So there you go, guys. Jared Leto suits up and the first look at Tron Ares. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this in the comment section below. And if you want to read the article, it is in the description box for you to read at your own leisure. I am surprised I did not get myself confused there, because I had those things out of order like crazy. All right. Well, let's move on to topic number two for Movie News Roundup number 119. And we had, so that was a threequel or a sequel, but now we have a remake. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't really care about this franchise. Maybe it's the best thing ever, but I wouldn't know, because I personally haven't seen it, the original. And what am I talking about? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a second. Give me, oh Lord. Okay, well, we're just gonna have to run with it. But we're talking about The Crow. We're talking about The Crow with your boy. Oops. Okay, y'all, give me one second here. I have a little difficulty here with the article. I closed it on accident. So let me pull it back up. Alrighty. Okay. This is coming from Deadline. This is topic number two. The Crow first look photos of Bill Skarsgård, aka, I'm sorry, The Crow first look photos of Bill Skarsgård in FKA Twigs and Lionsgate remake. Now, did anybody see the original Crow movie that came out a number of years ago? I didn't. You know, so many people talk about this movie. It is a cult classic, but I've never seen it. And I've never been interested in seeing it either. It just never, you know, grabs me or whatever. I just, you know, it just never did anything for me. But y'all let me know, did y'all see the original Crow film? And yeah, I just, it came out in 94. If you look on Rotten Tomatoes right now, it has 84% from the critics and 90% from the audience. I was 10 years old at that time. I like to have one of the last slides. Everybody talked about how old they were in 94. That was fun. But let's get into this right here. The first look photos of Bill Skarsgård and FKA Twigs in the remake of The Crow have been revealed, giving a glimpse into the new take on James O'Barr's original graphic novel. Set photos below. Directed by Rupert Sanders, the film set for release on June 7 sees Skarsgård taking on the titular role. Now, Bill Skarsgård, he was recently in the John Wick 4 film, and he is also Pennywise in the It franchise, scaring the hell out of little boys and girls. And so I do like him as a performer, as an actor, as an entertainer. So if anything, he does, you know, him being cast in the role, in the titular role, does pique my interest. You know, that will get me excited to see this film, because I think he's fantastic. Already, that's what Mara says. Great casting, you know what I'm saying? So I'll give him that at the very least. But yeah, he's in It 1 at Chapter 2, Barbarian, John Wick Chapter 4. I mean, the man has a nice filmography under his belt, you know. He was in Eternals as well, you know, all of these films right here. So if you're a fan of Bill Skarsgård, let me know in the comment section. Soulmates Eric Draven Skarsgård and Shelley Webster, FKA Twigs, are brutally murdered when the demons of her dark past catch up with them, reads the official synopsis. I didn't even know what it's about. Given the chance to save his true love and sacrificing himself, Eric sets out to seek merciless revenge on their killers, traversing the worlds of the living and the dead to put the wrong things right. Okay. So again, I didn't know, but that sounds entertaining. You know, they're going back and forth to the living, to the dead world to get revenge on my, yeah, I'm all about the vigilante. So that's what's up right there. Now, you ask who was writing it, Rurutu, what's going on? Well, let's see right here. The writers for the 2000, well, it says, quote, 2024. Oh, yeah, it's coming out this year, are James O'Barr, Zach Balin, and William Joseph Schneider. So there you go as far as the writers are concerned. It may be dope as hell. We're gonna see. Because so, So I didn't have no interest, but Bill Skarsgård is the lead, and it seems like a good story, good synopsis. So you know we're starting out good. The cast of The Crow also includes Danny Huston, Isabella Way, Lauren Byrne, and Sammy Bojila, and Jordan Boger. Those people wrote the screenplay. Okay. Pressman Film CEO Sam Pressman talked about the reboot in an interview last year, teasing that the film will blow audiences away. The Crow has been a very central and integral part of our company, and I'm really proud of the progress and the work that has been done, Pressman said in an interview from September of last year. I think the movie is just going to blow people away. Our partners want to approach it in a very 360 way, whether it be video games, an animated series, or a universe, but it's got the cosmic legacy that can expand beyond a singular story. Scroll through the photos below. So here are the photos, guys, and let me take myself out of this. So let's look at these photos real quick. Here's one. What y'all think about this right here? Y'all like it? I like they got some nice romance going on. Let me get rid of this banner so y'all can see better. Okay. So let's see what else we got here. There's another one. What y'all think about your boy? Y'all feeling this right here? Y'all like it? Do the ladies like it or men, if that's your thing, you know? You like all the tattoos and the abs? Is this a good, for those who have seen the first Crow movie, is this a good adaptation or a good, you know, a good remake or a good reboot? Are you liking the direction it's going? And here is the last photo right here. Looks like they're enjoying each other's company. And that's a beautiful thing. Got the tattoo on his face over his eyebrow. What does that even say? I can't see that, but there you go. So I will tell you what, somebody that is not thrilled about this is this guy right here. It's from Screen Rant. The next reboot? Next reboot, thanks. Original Crow director responds to Bill Skarsgård remake look. Alex Proyas, who directed the original 1994 Crow movie, reacts to Bill Skarsgård viral look as the title character in the reboot. What does he have to say about this? Let's see here. On Facebook, Proyas joined in the mockery. Oh, people are not feeling it? They mocking it? By sharing a post making fun of Eric Draven's look. That's kind of trashy. The director shared an image of the movie with the caption, "Eric Draven's having a bad hair day. Next reboot, thanks." Man.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the fuck, man? Get your ass on.
Man, bro, chill out. Why you have such a boo-boo attitude, man? Ain't nobody asked you. In the comments, he expressed further opinions on the images, saying, "I guess he's supposed to be a bad mofo with all those tats and werewolves and skulls on his jacket." And Samuel Adams, Jesus, he could at least drink something more badass. You know, for you to be the previous director, I don't think that you should be saying such things. I think that's in poor taste, in my opinion, since you're attached to the project in some way. But yeah, that's what Alex Proyas shared on social media Wednesday. I don't know. Did he want to be consulted for this remake, this reboot? And he's feeling kind of salty because he wasn't included. I don't know. But this don't look, I mean, I don't know what to compare it to because I haven't seen the original. And so it doesn't look horrible to me. But what do y'all think? It's a revenge movie, yes. What do y'all think about this? Are they all? Okay, I may have to check it out. Not Really Bootleg Crow, okay. By David Ayer. He got a mullet. You don't think a remake is what we need? Okay, that's how y'all feel. Okay. Salty director. The Crow. City of Mullet. Y'all silly. That's funny. Let's see. Some of these filmmakers are gross. I agree with this. I agree. Tattoos cool or hair no? Okay. Okay. I mean, I don't mind the hair. It just looks... it just looks like a haircut. I mean, just like regular hair, but that's just me. That's just me. I asked y'all's thoughts and you gave them. So thank you. What's up, Derek? Still on the fence about the new Crow. Okay. Director is giving bitter. Right on, right on. So he's giving bitter. But yeah, guys, it's the first look right here for the Crow remake. And the director, our previous director, is having some poo-poo in his pants. So again, whether you're watching this via live on the replay, there's a link to that in the description box below. And also let me know what your thoughts are down in the comment section below as well. All right. All right. Let's move on to topic number three. And this is sad. I'm disappointed because this film is no more. It was, not a film, this series is no more. It was on Netflix, and I didn't get a chance to finish it. But what I did see, I did like. But because of this news, it's, you know, motivating me not to finish it. What am I talking about? We're talking about The Brother's Son on Netflix. Did y'all see this? Asian action adventure martial arts series. And like I said, I think I saw the first two episodes, and it was entertaining. You know, I liked it, but it's coming to an end already. Taco number three coming from Variety. The Brother's Son canceled by Netflix after just one season. That sucks. That sucks. That sucks. Netflix has brought the curtain down on the Michelle Yeoh crime drama The Brother's Son after one season. The actioner revolving around Taiwanese organized crime in the Southern California San Gabriel Valley bout January 4th on Netflix global platform. The series was created and executive produced by Brad Falchuk and Byron Wu. In addition to the Oscar winner Brow's Brother's Son also starred Justin Chain, Sam Song Lee, Heidi Kwan, and June Lee. News of the cancellation was first reported by Deadline. The series had an 8-episode run. Shane played a Taiwanese mobster who heads the Los Angeles area to protect his estranged mother after his father is assassinated in Taipei. Yao, who won Best Actress Oscar last year for Everything Everywhere All at Once, received strong reviews for her work in the series. That sucks. Variety TV critic Ariminde Tinubi called Yale cutthroat and commanding and declared the series to be a thrilling, brilliant dramedy about familial obligations, buried skeletons, and the bonds that can never be broken. Tinubu also observed, though it provides Yao a showcase that she's more than earned the series, and also introduces Shane and Lee as two mega talents who will undoubtedly continue to grace our screens. So it's canceled, guys. If you want to read the rest of that, link is in the description. But, you know, did it just not have a lot of views? I guess that's the only reason they would cancel it. But I love me some martial arts. I like the series. Can't stand Netflix. Right. Right. It was just okay. Okay. I didn't heard it was good. Oh, okay. The action was great. Some of it did look very choreographed. I mean, every action scene, every fight scene is choreographed in the film and television series. It's whether it looks like it or not is the kicker, you know, so. Yeah, this is unfortunate. This is unfortunate. Yeah. I got to read the comments on Instagram as well. So my fault, y'all. Yeah, I'm going to stay away from Asian martial arts movies and shows. Why, Roberto? not good when you're an Oscar winner. I mean, maybe she didn't have nothing to do with it, you know. Because to be honest with you, Netflix always does a trash job marketing their stuff. Because I didn't hear about it until One Take Big Dog mentioned it to us in a group chat that we're in. I was like, hey, y'all, I'm on episode like 5 or 6 of Brother Son is Good. I was like, oh, yeah. And then Malcolm, I don't know if too many people y'all know him. I started my YouTube channel with him 11 years ago. He hit me up and was like, hey, B, you may like this. So it just wasn't marketed good, in my opinion. So maybe people didn't know about it and check it out. Now, Netflix cancellations make no logical sense. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you there. Excuse me, Def Rocket thought it was okay. I wonder if these same shows will get more views on cable. Possibly. Possibly. Exactly. 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 So yeah, y'all, the Brother Son is not coming back for season 2. That's unfortunate. Maybe another streaming service will pick it up for season 2. Because that seems to happen sometime here and there. But you guys let me know what y'all think about that. Link is in the description box below. But now let's move on to topic number 4. And this is somewhat good news to me, but I'm also just a little bothered by who is involved with this because, you know, they're probably not a nice person. I was a big fan of them, but as you know, recently some stuff came out about them. And they may be racist. Talking about the Naked Gun. Leslie Nielsen, a.k.a. the King of Spoofs. Rest in peace, my guy. Rest in peace. One of the funniest men that was ever in Hollywood, in my opinion. If you have never seen a Leslie Nielsen film, you're missing out. You need to go back and check it out. But these were when spoof movies were good, entertaining, funny, clever, all that good stuff. You know? So why am I talking about him now? Well, they may be coming out with a reboot or a remake of some of his great film trilogy in the past. This is coming from Screen Rush for topic number 4. A Naked Gun remake starring Liam Neeson is coming to theaters. Interesting. Let me make this bigger. The original film, Chris is ass. Okay. The original film, released in 1988, I was 4, became a solid hit for the team of David Zucker, Jim Abrams, and Jerry Zucker, who previously had a smash hit with the spoof Airplane. The Naked Gun was their take on classic cop movies with Leslie Nielsen in the role of a bumbling cop, Lieutenant Frank Drabin. The film was based on a short live TV show called Police Squad, also starring Nielsen as Drabin, which the Zuckers and Abrams made the Airplane after Airplane. Although the TV version was canceled after only a couple of episodes, The Naked Gun was a full-fledged comedy blockbuster and it spawned multiple sequels. Attempts have been made through the years to revive the franchise. At one point, Ed Helms was lined up to star as Drabin, but that film never came together. Y'all, these movies are funny as hell, man. So, I mean, if you're a silly person, check it out. According to Variety, and let me switch over to them because this is a small thing here. And ads are popping up everywhere. Actually, I regret doing that. Because this is more than I bargained for. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me bring that article up again. But have y'all seen the Naked Gun franchise? No, let me know. Let's see here. The Naked Gun with Neeson will be directed and executive produced by Akiva Schaffer, who co-wrote the draft script alongside David Gregor and Doug Mann, reprising their partnership from the Emmy-winning film Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. If you missed that movie, it was actually about a close-to-good modern-day spoof as Hollywood made in recent years, so that's a great team to make new Naked Gun movie. As for Neeson, he may seem like an old choice for a comedy like Naked Gun, but I actually think he could be a perfect fit. Before Airplane, Leslie Nielsen was not known as a comic actor at all. He was poking fun at his own image as a kind of stuffed guy in most middling dramas, and he turned out to be perfect for that. Nielsen has been funny in movies. He's a great as a voice in the Lego movie, but he has such an intense gruff persona in action movies. He has a lot of material to work with and playing a comic version of himself. And so I am, I personally think that Liam Neeson is perfect to fulfill this role. He does have, you know, that gruff persona about him. He does have a great sense of dry humor as well. And I think he's a pretty good entertainer. However, isn't Liam Neeson a racist? Didn't it come out that he wanted to kill a black person or something like that? You know, like, I just want to go out and kill a black person or hurt a black person because a friend of his accused a black person of doing something evil or nefarious. You know, for you to have that in the back of your skull, man, that's not bueno to me. That's not good. But y'all can let me know if I'm tripping or not, if I'm incorrect. But I don't like that. I don't like that. Liam Neeson in a Naked Gun remake? I don't know. I think it'll be good. That's just me. Naked Gun was funny as hell. Glad got a Liam Neeson in Scary Movie 3. That will work. I like that. I like that. We're root 2. Right. I'm like, I don't know about Liam as the lead. Okay. Naked Gun also got jokes that won't fly with today with the woke crybabies. You know what, Dane C? You're probably right about that. Probably right, but who knows? Liam Neeson started out doing serious roles, mainly his black and white movies. Okay. Let's see here. Yeah. After his comments about a black man and his relatives out. Right. I thought I wasn't tripping. Yeah, I don't really like Liam Neeson because of that no more, man. He was Ra's al Ghul and the Batman Begins, but you can't be being racist, bro. And I won't support you no more. Can't do it. Can't do it, can't do it, can't do it. I don't like it either. Okay. Really? I ain't mad at you, Quentin, but what do y'all think about this, man? Let me know if you are, y'all let me know watching live, but let me know what y'all think about this in the replay as well. What y'all think about this. And so, yeah, there you go. Oh, and I had this, but this is what, you know, the first one had an 86%, kind of went down from there, but I thought all of them were funny, you know. So you guys let me know what y'all think of that in that comment section below. All right. Who wants to talk about some dinosaurs? Y'all like dinosaurs? I like dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are cool, especially if they're eating people that are making stupid-ass decisions. This is coming from CBR. This is topic number 5. What are they talking about? Jurassic World 4, rumor title, teasing a new era. Okay. A new report reveals what the title of the upcoming Jurassic World 4 will be as the film prepares to begin principal photography this summer. Jurassic World 4 roars towards filming and its eventual release. A new report reveals the apparent title for the sci-fi action sequel. Per Hollywood insider Daniel Rickman, via his Patreon, the upcoming Jurassic World sequel will reportedly be called Jurassic City. I think that title is whack as hell, to be honest with you. You go from Jurassic Park to Jurassic World, back down to Jurassic City. I don't know. Maybe they could have a good reason for it. Let's see. Additionally, Jurassic City will not have a similar to Escape from New York, debunking widespread speculation online that the upcoming sequel will play out similarly. Plot details about the upcoming Jurassic World follow-up are being kept under wraps. However, the latest installment of the Jurassic Park franchise is set to begin filming this July after its development was confirmed this past January, earlier this month. Universal Pictures locked in July 25th release date for Jurassic World 4. I don't know about that, y'all. Along with the plot being kept quiet, it remains unclear if familiar faces will return for Jurassic World 4. They said that there's not going to be any returning cast coming back. They said it's going to be nothing but new people. And I'm fine with that. You know, because the last film had everybody come back and it wasn't that good, you know. Behind the scenes, Universal is looking at the upcoming Jurassic World 4 as a reset for the franchise, prompting the strong possibility that the franchise Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard won't be reprising a role from the previous three Jurassic World films. The recent sequel, Jurassic Dominion, was a strong financial success for Universal, earning $1 billion worldwide. And I got that right here. Yeah. $1 billion worldwide. And what did the other films do in Jurassic World in 2015? 1.6. So I can't get mad at them for trying to make sequels and stuff. You know, 1.3. But it continues to go downhill, which is not good. Because Jurassic Dominion was not about dinosaurs, unfortunately. And look at this as well. 29%, 46%. The money goes down and the opinion of it as well. So I don't, yeah, it's just not, I'm not excited about this. Next July, it's going to be a stacked 2025, but I'm not excited about this. Jurassic City, probably could have called it Jurassic Universe. I don't know. It just, from going from world to city, it just kind of seems backward to me. But I mean, do y'all want to see this? Do y'all want to see this? Still hoping for Jurassic World versus Alien versus Predator. Hey, why not? Why the F not? That sounds like it's fun to me. How many more storylines can they do with dinosaurs, right? This is true. This is an easy pass for me. After Dominion, I can't. Yeah, Dominion sucked. Yep. The last one was crap. Yeah. So Jurassic Planet. How about Jurassic Nothing? You know, I'm over the Jurassic Universe. Yeah, I don't care about this. You know, even if the trailer comes out and it's fire, I mean, all of the trailers look good. And that last film was disappointing. And the last two were disappointing to me. They just were not good. So I don't care. I'm not interested. So if y'all are, let me know in the comment section below. But I couldn't care any less than this. So link is in the description. And whether you watch this via live or on the replay, let me know in the comment section. All right, guys. Last topic of the day. And topic number six. The movie news wasn't that exciting. But, you know, still going to come and show you guys some love. You know what I'm saying? But last topic of the day. We're talking about The Purge. The Purge 6. This is coming from Screen Rant. The Purge 6 confirmation. Story and everything we know. While the Forever Purge has been touted as the final entry in the franchise, it's rare that a horror series stays dead. This is true, making a Purge 6 possible. The Purge has become one of the most popular horror franchises in the 21st century. Is it really a horror? And many are looking for any news about the Purge 6 to see if the series will continue. While the Forever Purge was touted as the final entry, it may be coming back. There's nothing Hollywood loves more than consistently a performing franchise. Let's see here. The latest Purge news. Okay, not long after it was confirmed that the sequel is still happening, the Purge 6 gets an optimistic script update from the franchise's biggest stars. Frank Grillo spoke candidly about the future of the franchise. I think he was in The Purge 2, and that was my favorite. When he confirmed that the script for The Purge 6 was completed and that it will center on his character, Leo Barnes. He also reiterated that James DeMonaco would once again return to direct. Perhaps surprising of all, Grillo stated The Purge 6 is intended to be the final entry in the series. So he said it's confirmed. Jason Blum's recent comments served to confirm that the sequel is on its way. Each movie has been a smashing success. And with the open world concept, sequels could keep coming forever. On top of that, the franchise has never hesitated to deliver prequels, which means The Purge 6 could take place at any point in the established timelines thus far. And so it has now been confirmed that he will reprise his role, talking about Frank Grillo as Leo Barnes. I'm cool with it. One of the Purge movies that I did not like was it? I can't remember if it was number four or number five, where they were in the black neighborhood, black people minding their own damn business, and they just came in there killing black people, just mowing them down. That made me uncomfortable. Now, you did have black people come and save the day, but it was just black people chilling in their crib, and the government just came through and just started murking all the black people. It made me really uncomfortable. I didn't like it at all. Now, if we look at this on Rotten Tomatoes, the Purge election year had a 55%. Purge Anarchy had a 58%. The Purge, the first Purge, I really didn't care for. It was kind of stupid to me. But yeah, the Purge Anarchy with 2014 with Frank Grillo, that was my favorite. And then Purge election year, that one was okay, if I remember, memory serves me correctly. And then the first Purge, I think that was okay. That came out in 2018. And then I think it was the Forever Purge. Was that Tanakh Hirata? The Forever Purge, I think that was with the black people. I think this one was with the black people. No. The first Purge was with black people. Yeah, this one here. Well, yeah, Yaelin Noel. Yeah, yeah. This one, it made me uncomfortable. Because they just seeing them mow down black people like that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And as far as the money is concerned, let's see here. Damn, that is cheap as far as Hollywood is concerned, and it made money, the first one. So it makes sense why they, you know, kept it going. And let's see here, how much did they spend on the second one? $9 million. Yep, this is making money hand over fist. Easy. It would be kind of stupid for them to stop. So let's see what election year did. Yep, $10 million and more than 10 times, 11, 12 times the budget. This is nuts. So that was 2000. Okay, let's see what the first Purge did. 2018, 13 million. Yeah, I will keep making them too. I mean, yeah, this is crazy not to. Then the last one. Oh, it is. So, okay, let's see what the, okay, let me see what the budget was on this one. Let's see what the budget was. Production budget. Okay, 18 million. It still made money, but it didn't make as much as the other ones. So, do y'all want to see this? Yeah, Anarchy was the best. Yeah, the first Purge was with the black people. Yeah, gotcha. Appreciate it. I was looking at the article. I wasn't looking at y'all's comments yet. Yep. Yeah. Let's get a Purge movie with, you know, country versus country or something. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up. They were cool. Yeah. Second, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, they tested the con. Yeah, right, Dane C. They tested the concept of the Purge in black and Hispanic neighborhoods. Right, that's about right. Bullshit. Yeah, you're right about that. That movie made me uncomfortable. I didn't like that. Yeah. So, yeah, man, you know, we're getting the Purge 6, it looks like. At least, let's have some black people kill a bunch of evil people, you know, even at the odds, you know, with Frank Grillo. You know, let's have black people fighting for reparations. Yeah, hell yeah, let's do that. Yes, let's have the black people team up. And we have all the black people, all the white allies, if anything, and all people of color. Like, this is some bullshit. The government created this Purge stuff and they killing us. Well, let's take it back to the government. We want our reparations. And they storm the Capitol and the White House and whoever has power and just be like, we're taking our country back, goddammit. Why not? Y'all, the concept is silly anyway. The concept is over the top, people just killing people just for the hell of it. So why not have that? Y'all wanted to murder blacks and Hispanics, like Dane C said in the first Purge. So flip the script on their ass. Hell yeah. Yes. The more I think about it, that just makes more sense. It just fits within the plot of the movie. Like, you know, F this. That we're going to take it to the government. And we're going to take back what's ours. Man, am I... Come on, y'all. Am I... I'm... Oh, Lord. The more I think about it, the better. Might want to contact the Purge producers. Yes. Have black people take over the country. We built this mother effer. Yes. That is the script. Yes. Black people and Frank Grillo taking it to all the people that don't want to give us out the goddamn reparations. And I'm told every other Purge story. Election year, the first Purge, this, that. Why not? Why the F not? The Purge movie with the black community is symbolic to what is going on in America. So, man, yes. Let's kill some racist white supremacists. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's why they did cancel Lovecraft Country. They was like, nope, nope, nope. Can't have black people taking over. Yeah. Man. y'all don't know how serious I am. Hey, that's a good idea. Hit a one in the chat if y'all think that's a good idea. So, man, F this. We ain't finna be your guinea pigs. We finna fight and get our reparations, goddammit. Or, you know, you either give us our money or we killing everybody. I mean, you can't say that's poor taste. The move, the concept of the Purge itself is poor taste. Thank you. We got a one. One. I'm definitely going to clip this. I'm going to put in the title, Black People Killing Everybody, The Purge 6. Yes. Black people getting revenge in The Purge 6. That's what I'm talking about, man. Should that be the title? Y'all throw some titles out there. When I... FBI, open up, man. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's funny. Oh man. That's great right there. Yes, let's have a Black Purge with Lenny James as the leader. Man, let's do it. The Purge to end them all. Yes. Purge 6, Nate Turner's Revenge. Demonetized. Oh man. This is a good topic right here. I think we should do a change.org petition and all that. Yeah, this is good stuff right here. This is good stuff. So, the Purge 6 confirmation right here. Link is in the description. You guys, let me know what y'all think about this right here. I think this is the greatest idea that I've ever had on the channel, or at least one of them. But link is in the description. And whether you watch it via live or the replay, let me know your thoughts down below in the comment section. Agreed. Come on, black directors. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is going to wrap it up. That is all I have for Movie News Roundup Show number 119. I want to thank all of you lovely people that came through and kicked it with your boy. For this episode, I really, really, really do appreciate it. Also, guys, if you want an audio-only version of the show, link is in the description with Buzzsprout.com. I'm on all of these platforms right here, as well as SoundCloud as well. Also, guys, I didn't invite anybody today, but I will start inviting guests more often again in the next couple of weeks or a few weeks. There's a reason why I haven't been. I'm not beefing with nobody. Nobody's beefing with me. But there's just a reason. And y'all, trust me, y'all don't understand why. One of them is everybody's busy and stuff. And I'm just like, okay, if I am going to invite guests, I want it to be the best production as possible. And I'm still working on that. I'm still working on that because I'm not going to be using StreamYard anymore soon. I'm going to be using something else that's much better. So that's that. Again, next Sunday is the Oscars. I will be going live on Monday, the 11th, 6:30 p.m. CST. I don't know if I will be going live earlier in the middle of the day, but, you know, we'll see. But I definitely will be going live on Monday, the 11th. Also, check out Super Duper number 38. Check out my Dune Part 2 review. Check out my Shogun episodes 1 through 10 non-spoiler review, and also Shogun episode 1 and episode 2. And thank you for all the super chats. Thank you for all the super stickers and the cash apps. I appreciate all of that, you guys. And I'm out of here in less than an hour. But guys, again, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. And before you go, don't forget that I'm B. Avery. That's just my opinion. Peace out. And I'll see you next time.